For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is Maximilian Uriarte, creator of the comic strip Terminal Lance, a satirical take on life in the United States Marine Corps. Since its creation in 2009, Terminal Lance has published over 500 strips online and in the Marine Corps Times, and has become the world's most popular military comic strip. Following the success of Terminal Lance, Uriarte published a full-length graphic novel in 2016 titled The White Donkey, which went on to become a New York Times bestseller. Uriarte enlisted in the Marines in 2006 at the age of 19 and served two tours in Iraq between 2000 and 2009. And he is here in Spokane as part of Gonzaga University's Telling War series and joins me now in the Spokane Public Radio studio. Max, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
having
me.
Did I miss anything in your bio?
No, I mean, I think that pretty much sums me up.
And also with us is Rebecca Wilkins Pepitone, who is the co-director of Gonzaga's Telling War series. Thank you for being
here. Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
So I want to start first by talking about Terminal Lance, the comic strip, before we get into the graphic novel and your other various projects. You started it in 2009 when you were still active duty in the Marine Corps.
2010,
okay.
Yeah.
And since then, it's become extremely popular, both with active duty and veterans and now the wider world. Can you talk about your original idea for the strip and how those first strips were received by enlisted and the higher-ups in the Marine Corps?
Yeah, there's actually a really weird history with Terminal Lance that a lot of people don't know about. I had come back from Iraq the first time, and I wanted to lat move, actually, to combat camera role from the infantry, and they said no. But but a part of that lat move was I had this idea. I was like, oh, you know, I'll do a comic strip or something, and maybe we can put it in the base paper or something, you know. And they saw it, and it was a little too risque, and they were like, no. So I kind of put it on the back burner for a bit, and I went to Iraq again in 2009. And I had the idea stuck in my head for a long time. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe I can figure this out on my own. I got to do it. And I was a big fan of web comics in general. Mm-hmm. I was a really big fan of Penny Arcade because I play a lot of video games. it's a gaming comic strip, pretty popular web comic. And so I kind of modeled Terminal Lance after that. And I was like, I think I can do that, but Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's ever done a comic. Well, there was one comic about the Marine Corps. You know, but it was very family friendly.
Which we should say, Terminal Lance is not a family friendly comic.
No, not at all. I got some good reactions from my presentation last night too about that. But what I found was that during my time in the Marine Corps as an infantry lance corporal was that nobody wanted to be there. Like, everybody hated it. Not a single person in my friend group, like, wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it seemed like the untold story was the Marines that did not want to be there, and everybody hated it. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of became the underlying motivation, was I wanted to make a comic that was more accurately depicting the emotions that I was seeing around the Marine Corps, because I didn't feel like anybody was really talking about it. I don't think the Marine Corps would ever let it happen again.
Right.
I think that they probably thought I was going to get burned out and just sort of stop doing it at a certain point. But then it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the social media presence around it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now Terminal Lance is really like a pillar of the Marine Corps at this point. I mean, I get 200 DMs a day from Marines in the Marine Corps.
So, Becca, I want to bring you in here. And so you've brought all kinds of different artists and storytellers as part of the Telling War project. So give us just, you know, the 30-second, what is Telling War and why you wanted to bring Max to town specifically?
Yeah, so Telling War, our whole idea is that war can't be heard without telling it. And so this idea of bringing in a lot of artists and writers who can help guide veterans through creating a variety of story forms, and knowing that there's no one way that any person expresses themselves. And so that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring Max to town, this idea of thinking about the graphic novel, thinking of it as this really revolutionary story form and also very old story form. You know, we've, as humans, have been creating pictures and telling stories with pictures for a very long time. And it's important to me as a visual artist and a visual arts educator to kind of understand and kind of help people bridge that gap. Sometimes when we're talking about war stories, we forget that we've had conflicts going on for 20 plus years. And so we have generations upon generations of soldiers that have a view of life that we can learn from, and that we should have an opportunity and create space for all of those stories to be told.
My guest today is Maximilian Uriarte, who is here as part of the Telling War Project for Gonzaga University. And so that's a great segue, Becca, to talk about the graphic novel. So after the success of the comic strip, you released a full-length graphic novel called Terminal Lance, The White Donkey. Did you know you wanted to tell a longer form story about life in the Marine Corps that was sort of bigger than just three panels?
Yeah. I guess what The White Donkey was for me was sort of a distillation of like that entire experience, which Terminal Lance, the comic strip, also is, but done in little bite-sized pieces. But The White Donkey was like, what did I take away from all of that and really come to the meaning of it all? Like, what did any of this mean? Like, if there is anything to mean.
So what really struck me about The White Donkey is that your main characters, Abe and Garcia, are deployed to a war zone, to Iraq, but there's almost no combat action in the graphic novel.
Right.
There's very little. And it really shows the monotony and the tedium that make up the majority of your characters' experience in the Marine Corps. Why was it important for you to portray that just tedious, mundane side of Marine life?
Because that, I found that to be most of my Marine Corps career.
Yeah.
The thing about Iraq, when I was there, it was 2007. 2007 was the first time I went, and I was not in the Battle of Fallujah or any of that really high kinetic stuff, which, you know, I have the utmost respect for. But for my personal experience, I never saw the enemy. I mean, we never knew who was what. And, you know, there's always rumors, oh, these Iraqi police are working with Al-Qaeda or whatever. But, you know, every time something happened to me in real life, like, you know, get shot at by a bored sniper or something, like, I didn't even know what was going on. It was like, I hear the impacts next to me, and then I look around going, what was that? You know, it was a very different experience from what I guess I was expecting. And so in The White Donkey, I wanted to make it a point that you never, ever see the enemy. And so that was, it's more reflective of just how my experience actually was, and I wanted to put that into the book.
It's clear that Terminal Lance is written really specifically for a Marine Corps audience. There's a lot of jargon, and there's a lot of inside jokes that a civilian reader just doesn't get. Mm-hmm. And I include myself in that audience. But I find that's not really the case with The White Donkey.
It's, right.
It invites the reader into the main character's experience from the beginning through the whole process of deployment. So is part of your hope with The White Donkey that it'll do some work to bridge that gap between the Marine and civilian experience?
Yeah, I think people talk about that gap a lot, the military-civilian divide. Mm-hmm. And my goal with The White Donkey was, you know, Abe's story is a story of a 19-year-old kid, you know, and he's the same as anybody else that finds himself in that experience. You know, everybody that joins the Marine Corps is a human. Mm-hmm. And so really, it was more of a human experience than making it about military stuff. I wanted it to feel like anybody could pick it up and read it. And in a lot of ways, the audience is Abe, too. And so the audience is seeing everything from his perspective. Mm-hmm. And he's learning along the way, too, because he's training. And you see him really coming up into the Marine Corps and like as a boot and then going on deployment. And so I wanted to capture that kind of wonder and learning things along the way.
So you also have a new graphic novel coming out next year that's set in Afghanistan. So what teasers can you tell us about that project?
So the book is called Battleborn, Lapis Lazuli. And Battleborn is kind of a new IP, really, a new intellectual property outside of Terminal Lance. But I wanted to create a new kind of military world. So Battleborn, this story, and there are going to be more stories. This one is about Sergeant King, and he is a big black man that leads a platoon of Marines into Afghanistan. And him being black was kind of important to me. I wanted to make a black main character in a war story because I had never seen one. You know, people say make the stuff that you want to see, and that was something I wanted to see, so yeah. I decided to make it. So we're looking at the winter, this coming winter for the release.
Great. Yeah. Well, we will look for that. My guest has been Maximilian Uriarte, New York Times bestselling author of the graphic novel The White Donkey and the comic strip Terminal Lance, both of which tell stories of life in the U.S. Marine Corps. Maximilian, thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and thank you to Gonzaga University's Telling War Project and to Rebecca Wilkins-Pepitone for bringing you to town.
Yeah, thank you both so much.
Yeah, thank you.